How's it going, everybody? Matt here from the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. It's day 7 of Audio Mo. To be honest with you, I just about forgot to do it today, so that's why it's coming in so late again. Although I guess most of mine have been coming in the evening. I was just about getting ready to shut it down and forgot I hadn't done this yet. As I mentioned on all of these, if you're interested in finding our podcasts, you can do so at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app, or just give us a follow on Twitter at Tall Can Audio. I don't have a whole lot to get into today. To be honest with you, I've struggled from time to time to find something to talk about on these, and we're not even a third of the way through yet. So that could be challenging. I was downtown tonight. I live in Ottawa, and had dinner down there, and as I'm getting ready to come home, I had a rather unpleasant Uber experience, and there's a lot of bad press going on with Uber right now, and I probably need to do a little bit more reading about it and find out whether or not it's something I should be taking more seriously. And I've never had any serious issues with Uber. You have some nuisances now and then, but I've never had any big problems. But tonight, and again, it's not a big problem. It was, again, just more of a nuisance. So I'm downtown, and I'm waiting for an Uber on a one-way street, and that one-way street is headed north. I need to go southwest to get home. So the car swings up. I jump in. We're headed, as I said, north on a one-way street, and I need to be going the other way. So I hear the GPS tell the guy, turn left and then take the next left, which makes sense. We'll head a little bit west, and then we'll turn and we'll be headed south on a different one-way street, and we'll be on the right path. Perfect. Johnny Genius hangs a right and then hangs a left. And now we're still headed north and on a much busier street. And he turns and looks over his shoulder and he kind of goes, oops, and starts laughing. And you go, okay. And I'm okay. I'm not in a bad mood. It's not a huge deal at this point. But we're now on a really busy street, even at this time of night. It was about 10 o'clock when I was headed home. And he's out for the night, so he doesn't really care. Like, he's driving. This is what he's going to be doing anyway. I just want to get home, and I'm paying for this. And so now we're stuck facing the wrong way on a busy street. And so it ended up taking like 10, 12 minutes before we could turn and get back. And then, you know, I don't want to get into the geography of Ottawa, but the quickest way home would have been then to swing back and hit the highway and take a couple of exits and then drop south again. For some reason, this guy wanted to take the side roads all the way south and then make his way across. And again, it's not a huge deal. It's just kind of, I don't know why this guy, after making the first mistake, still thought he knew better than his GPS and, you know, the most price-effective, cost-effective route and the most time-effective route. And I'm sure he just doesn't care. He's out doing whatever. And he was a friendly enough guy. He just didn't strike me as the brightest bulb in the package. So that was a little bit of a nuisance to end what was otherwise a pretty good night. It was nice to get out and have dinner out. I don't get downtown as often as I'd like to, and so that was kind of cool. There's some really nice places in Ottawa, both in the market and over on Elgin Street and whatever. So I've kind of found myself lately aged out of the Byward Market. It's not as much fun as it used to be. Part of that, I know, is reputation, and it's just not what it once was, but also part of it is I think it's more for university and college students, and so as I get older and older and further away from that demographic, you know. And that's not to say those are the only people you'll find down there. But on the weekends, especially late at night, you know, it's there's other parts of town that are more geared towards young professionals and people like that, that I typically now I'm more likely to go and go visit if I'm still interested in getting out. The Byward Market, still a lot of fun, still a lot of patios, still a lot of great pubs. And I do like getting down there now and then. So that's fun to do. Anyway, that's probably about it. Like I said, not a particularly crazy day. Not a whole lot going on. We'll see if anything else comes to mind for Audio Mode Day 8. But this was Day 7. My name's Matt from Tall Can Audio Podcasts. Like I said, tallcanaudio.com or at Tall Can Audio on Twitter. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.